We're going to the boat show right after this, man. And you got to love the first day of the boat show because all that the smell of that new aluminum and fiberglass in the building and all the new stuff. There are some sweet rigs out there. Down in the Boat Country booth, they got that brand new 28-foot Stabycraft. That's a bad ride, man. And then over in Larry Carpenter's booth, those Weld Crafts. You got to turn your mic
on. They got the new 18-foot Angler Weld Craft.
I'm getting heat from our producer for not keeping my face right in front of the grill, and Robbo doesn't crack his mic.
Man, so, rough morning here this morning. Hasn't been a whole lot of sleep in the Inslee household here this past week. And I have a feeling that's kind of a sign of things to come here.
Thank you for joining this professional radio experience this morning, John.
I figure for being the rookie, I'm doing a good job.
You haven't developed any bad habits yet. Now they got that 18-foot Angler down there. I know Defiance Marine's got their new San Juan, and apparently a couple of drift boats, too. They're making drift boats now.
Oh, they've got a couple of drift boats in the boat show.
Apparently, yeah. So looking forward to swinging through there and kicking some tires after the show and seeing what's going on. Go see our buddy L-Train down there and check out some of those Weld Crafts and make a quick lap. Now, you mentioned the second stupidest thing, stupidest thing you've ever seen in a seminar. What would that be?
Okay.
Nelly.
You kind of take in the scene when you walk in, you know, who's the speaker before you, right? And it was this it was this Tiger Muskie guy, okay? But he didn't show. Okay? So somebody else from this Tiger Muskie club comes in and does a talk, right? But the original guy, the guy who was supposed to be there, had, you know, a selection of plugs. Now, if you've never been Tiger Muskie fishing before, these are the biggest, nastiest chunks of wood plugs with the biggest treble hooks you could imagine, right?
Yeah.
So this guy sets his display up and he's you know, holding forth and giving a very intelligent, you know, and really pressed into it, right? Because he wasn't the scheduled speaker. He has the plug board in front of the table and he's walking by it and one of these treble hooks snags his pants.
Okay.
And when I say snag the pants, I mean...
So, like, he's like 15 treble hooks in his pants, kind of a deal.
And so, yeah, it's two different treble hooks in a knot.
Okay.
The dude's pants they're done. They're not coming off this board.
Okay.
He took his, so one of the guys.
So you either take your pants off at that point or you carry the board around for the rest of the day with you, right?
Yes. And so so the guy that helps you with the AV, you know, one of the show reps, right, comes by and says, dude, what are you wearing under your pants? He goes, well, I've got an old pair of gym shorts.
Well, I'm wearing a thong.
He happened to be wearing a pair of gym shorts. So I walk in. I walk into the seminar,
and here's a guy stripping down.
And here's a guy wearing the Pete Maravich, right? The 1970 friggin', you know, really tight, you know, gym shorts.
Okay,
I mean, the dude's doing a seminar in the smallest pair of gym shorts, and I know small gym shorts. Okay, I've been accused of, So this guy had to drop his pants in the seminar, get out of his pants.
That is
and
some
do
good
the rest
stuff
of,
right there.
And I didn't see the first part of this drill, okay? So I see this guy in the gym shorts, and the guy scratches his head. He goes, dude, you don't have any hooks in your seminar, do you? And I go, no, it's all PowerPoint. He goes, good. He whips out his cell phone and takes a picture of this guy's pants wadded up next to the board.
God, brutal.
So that's brutal. That's the second stupidest thing I've seen.
What was the first? Were you part of the first?
I don't know.
I guess we're not talking about the first, are we?
I don't know that I can actually tell this one.
Oh, okay. It's not made for radio.
Are you sure it was a family show you were at?
Jeez.
But I will tell it. Anyway.
Where were you at, Nelson, anyway? You sure? Yes. I'm starting to wonder what time of day it was.
Let's just put it this way. Anytime you're in a public speaking engagement and you have to take your pants off, that's not good. That's not great.
I should wear gym shorts to all of my speaking engagements from now on. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm kind of a klutz. I'm prone to doing this kind of stuff.
I mean,
picture the
guy standing there having to take his pants off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then having the boardroom.
So you had a good turnout at your seminars.
Yeah. They've all been really good. They've all been really good.
And you're doing the Steelhead Pond deal?
Steelhead River.
The Steelhead Pond. Steelhead
River.
Okay.
No.
Looks
you
like
can't call
pond.
It a pond.
It's a big tank, and there was steelhead in it. You're
pool
waiting around.
Or a pond. No.
Have you hooked any yet?
Yes. I got one last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, handed it over to this gal who promptly let it run around the corner, and I lost another jig in the stair step hole.
Okay.
Where the stairs go into the stair steps. I lost them on the steps.